Welcome. It is time to grab a seat, buckle up, and take a ride with me through the wild, wild west of the Web3 universe, where we will learn all about coins and tokens, NFTs and contracts, digital real estate and the metaverse, and so much more. There will be a lot to get through on the block, but I'm here to help you pave the way and avoid those nasty pitfalls and rug pulls so you don't get hurt. I will introduce you to interesting characters and concepts as we go about this journey. Welcome aboard. Your ride starts now. What's up? What's up? Another episode of Dr. Brooke on the Block. Today, I am very excited to share with you. I'm just coming off of the other side of the San Diego NFT Con, which had me in all emotions. Sad, happy, crying happy, excited, unsure, all of these things going on throughout the course of the weekend, which I will give you a little highlight reel, some of my big takeaways from that. And we're also going to be talking about two different concepts called airdropping and another one called minting, and what that means to you and how you can utilize that in the Web3 space. But before I begin, welcome aboard. Welcome to the ride for this week. I'm very excited to be sharing with you and just excited all around that you are here, that you are listening, and that you are excited to learn more, to really dive deep into the Web3 universe and understand this space, because really, honestly, I can't stress the point enough. And if this weekend wasn't one of those like moments for me where I was like, we are on the ground level. I know a lot of times like people in the space have told me, you know, we're beyond the infancy stage and now we're in the toddler stage, you know, the baby stage of getting people, you know, to adopt Bitcoin and use it has passed, which there is some truth to that. When Satoshi Nakamoto originally put out the white paper for Bitcoin back in 2008, one of the things that he had stated in the paper is that there will only ever be 21 million Bitcoin, and the 21 million have to be quote unquote mined. For those of you who aren't familiar with that terminology, mining Bitcoin essentially for all sakes and purposes is just the reward that a computer person, programmer, whatever you want to call them, I'm trying to use simple terms, earns as a result of putting a transaction or completing a transaction. So if there's a transaction that comes through the ledger, the miner solves the equation and they get some reward for solving that equation. Now, 19 million Bitcoin have already been mined. As of the date of this recording, early April 2022, that happened about 10 days or so ago. And part of Satoshi Nakamoto's paper was that 21 million Bitcoin will need to be mined by 2150, the year 2150. Now, in just the short, 12 years, maybe 14 years, if you know, since 2008 of Bitcoin's inception, already 19 million has been mined. So, I mean, factor in how fast this train is moving. This train is moving so fast. So many things are changing. So many people are coming in. People are getting onboarded into this space and in not the proper ways and in not the proper steps. And they are taking twists and turns and falling into holes that they would not necessarily fall into had they learned the ropes appropriately. I'm going to put a little shameless plug here because I think it's important. If you have not yet taken the Getting Started in Crypto class and you're dabbling around, or maybe you're just interested in learning some of the terminology, I did put together 120 terms in the Web3 space that will help you navigate when you hear different things or see different words typed out in Discord channels. You'll be able to navigate that better. And I'll put a link to the email for you to snag or grab your copy of those terminologies. I'll also put the link in there for the Getting Started in Crypto course. If you haven't taken that class, vitally important to do so as we are navigating. Like I said, this is a fast moving train and we are learning a lot and there's a lot of bad actors. And so you need to protect yourself from that. So thank you all for being here. Thank you for taking this ride. First things first, San Diego NFT Con. Wow. Two biggest highlights before we get into like the bigger or the nitty gritty things of it, my high level things, is A, I connected with some amazing, amazing women in the space. I also connected with some men, but some women who are doing some incredible things in Web3. You're going to be introduced to quite a few of them on this podcast because my plan is to interview them for future episodes. So you'll get to hear their story, how they started, how they got here, all of those things. So we're going to be having some passengers join us. It's not just going to be me at the helm here, but we're going to have some passengers join us that will share their story and what they're doing. The other thing is now my daughter, who is very artistic and loves to draw and create and do all that stuff, that is definitely not my strong suit. My strong suit is putting the pieces together mentally and being able to present them to you in a way that makes sense. So my daughter from the event, which, like, my gosh, you guys, there were so many kids there and they had an entire room dedicated to NFT kids. And the kids were A, getting to learn NFT projects, learning how to create their own artwork, seeing other kids who have minted projects on the current blockchain right now. And she just got really excited about it. She's gotten so excited about it that she wants to create her own OpenSea account. And I chuckle because A, there's other NFT marketplaces. It's something that I do talk about. There's other NFT marketplaces. OpenSea is a great one, but you don't actually like have the rights to your stuff. They do. But anyways, the fact that she's starting to think like that and the fact that I can help guide her and get her, you know, have her be protected, of course, in the Web3 world, but also have her being able to see opportunities or different things that she wants to do as she's, you know, navigating a new world with me. So that was really cool. Those were the two big things, is brand new connections of amazing people. And then the fact that my daughter is really excited about it. So all in all, I would say that the event went over pretty well. It was a good intimate setting, a good intimate group of people there. All different projects, all different walks of life represented. I would say that it felt like a big Ethereum cult. And I don't say that like to be mean, like at all, not at all. There's nothing wrong with Ethereum. There's nothing wrong with OpenSea. Obviously, every single person you may like learn from or hear about, they have their preference. They have their favorites, right? Like, if my favorite brand was Chanel, which it's not, but if your favorite brand was Chanel and mine wasn't, that's okay. Like, it's okay that I like Golden Goose shoes. You know, it doesn't have to be your favorite. You could like Nikes and that's fine. You know, I love that there's people in the space, but all in all, every single project represented there, other than one vendor who was its own standalone, which was called Near Protocol. You will see them on the cryptocurrency exchange. They are traded Near Protocol. They were a standalone. All the other NFT projects that were represented there are all Ethereum-based in the OpenSea platform. Cool. Great. I did love that they had so many, you know, different vendors there and so many different representation of different projects. Some were just solely art pieces. Others were like play to earn games, like Delta Flare. There was like a player versus player Stickman it actually is called Stickman, actually. And that is, you know, like a game, you know, that you play with each other. So there was things like that. There were all kinds of, like I said, different little art exhibits that you could see people's, you know, projects, and even kids' projects were there. So that was really, really awesome. And would I recommend going back to San Diego NFT Con? Yes. I think that as the years go by and as they get a lot more under their belt in terms of putting together an event like this, which kudos to them. It was like a team of three people who put an event together, pulling in all these speakers, all these panels, doing all these things, having so much diversity in what was being presented was incredible. And I think that they have a really good thing going. Many, many years from now, this is going to be one of those things. Hopefully, I know that the organizers are looking at it to become this, but kind of like Comic-Con in San Diego. So the San Diego NFT Con being the Comic-Con of the NFT world, because right now, all of the local cities like LA just had theirs. Miami just had theirs a few weeks prior to that. New York, NYC is getting ready to have theirs. So there's all sorts of different NFT events popping up all over. So what I would like to see is more representation from different chains there. So NFT projects on objects, or NFT projects on, like, you know, Solana's platform and different things like that. I know for those of you in the news, in the crypto news, Solana is a big token. They also have their own NFT marketplace. You can buy NFTs there. And they are actually now partnering in with OpenSea. OpenSea will start listing a lot of Solana projects on there. So it sounds like OpenSea is trying to open up, no pun intended, OpenSea is opening up their arms to accepting a different type of cryptocurrency for their NFTs. So that's kind of cool. I think that that's pretty awesome. So all in all, that's my recap. San Diego NFT, you're going to be introduced to the people from there, and it's going to be fun. You're going to have a lot of other voices than just mine sharing the crypto, the NFT blockchain world. When my ladies come on, we're going to be hashtagging Women Who Block as a spinoff of Women Who Rock. So all kinds of women are getting in the space. I love that women's voices are being elevated in this space, and we are showing up. We are saying we are ready to play the game. We are leaning in. We are not, you know, just standing on the sidelines and letting this all happen in front of us. So we're all navigating. We're all navigating this wild, wild west right now. And let's do it together. Let's do it together. That's exactly what we're doing. So yes, San Diego NFT Con, recommend. Go to it next year. If you're here locally, there were people who flew in from Canada. People I know came from Texas. I mean, from all over the world. So if you don't need to be local to San Diego, come enjoy, see the art pieces, get a part of the, you know, into projects that you believe in, and experience it. Experience and learn it by doing, by leaning in. On that note, let's talk about airdropping and minting. Because I'm coming on the backs of San Diego NFT Con, and people are talking about mint dates and minting, and, oh, did you mint your project, or did you do this, or did you do that? I think it's appropriate to talk about minting right now, because some people may not even understand what that means. I know there were a lot of people at the event that goes, mint date, what? What do you mean? I don't get it. And so understanding, so essentially when you're minting a token, a coin, an NFT, what you're doing is you're sending data on the blockchain to that, you're pointing something to that particular project on the cryptography or on the computer. There's code that's sent to that saying, Dr. Brooke is in ownership of that NFT, or she's in ownership of that token, or she's in ownership of that coin or that thing that belongs to her, because the entire blockchain is public knowledge. Again, for those of you who haven't listened to prior episodes, when I say it's public knowledge, it means it's public knowledge. People can see how things are moving around and transacting. So they can see when you mint projects, and they can see when you sell something, and they can see all of the movement. They don't see that it's Dr. Brooke. They see that it's this long string of numbers. But some people do have their long, you know, well, the public side of it. We're not going to get into that. Sorry to take you in the weeds. We'll go back to that later on in different episodes. But for now, minting. When you mint something, you're basically saying, hey, I'm the owner of this. And there's a data like trail to show that you are the owner of it. This is not hearsay. This is not Dr. Brooke claiming that she owns something. You know, hey, I got my three Lambos in my garage. I mean, people might believe me. Other people are going to be like, what? Yeah, right. So blockchain, when you mint something, it literally identifies ownership of that asset, of that piece. Now, you can also, like I said, do it with tokens, do it with coins. And so when someone mints like certain tokens, they're saying that they're in ownership of those tokens. So just think of minting as you actually like gaining custody of something. So you don't physically own an NFT, or you don't physically own like, you know, well, it's a bad example with coins and tokens, but you don't physically own an NFT until you've minted it. Now, part of minting can either be on the primary mint, like meaning the project hasn't launched, they're getting ready to launch, and they say to you, our mint date is such and such. And so you know on that day, you can go to their store, wherever their store is, if they're on the Ethereum blockchain, almost 99. blah, blah, blah percent, it's going to be on OpenSea. So you would go to the OpenSea blockchain, or you would put their URL in your MetaMask browser. More appropriately, that's how you would do it on the primary market. If you were primary minting, if a project launched, they're launching in a week. And on that day that they launch, you go into your MetaMask wallet. If it's an Ethereum-based project, you go MetaMask, you open your browser, you copy paste their official link into your browser. Do not get links from anywhere else. Do not try to type in the link yourself. That is just way too risky. There's way too many bad actors. You copy paste their official link from their webpage and you post it into your MetaMask. And then the screen comes up and it allows you, if you have enough Ethereum in your wallet, to mint that project. Now you've taken custody of that piece that they've launched. Say the project sells out and you're buying something on the secondary market, meaning you're buying from, say, me, I'm a holder of a piece that you want and I'm putting it up for sale. You can buy it from me directly on OpenSea. So you would purchase it. MetaMask is linked. You would, you know, hit buy, all the transactions, pop-ups come up, sign in, confirm, yada, yada, yada. And you've minted now something on the secondary market. So all in all, minting, again, is just taking custody. Just to reframe or kind of bring it back, is just taking custody of your piece. Now, what the heck is airdropping? Airdropping is something that projects, big projects, small projects, medium-sized projects, whoever they are, projects, whether it's an NFT project or a metaverse game project or a coin project that is getting launched, you know, a new token out on the marketplace, whatever it is, airdropping acts as a way of essentially giving assets away. So the creator gives assets away to wallet holders for their loyalty. or for just, you know, like as a way of saying thank you, or as a way of, hey, we're launching this project. We'd love for you to come on board and share your thoughts about it. Here's some stuff for you. Now, I've been the recipient, I want to say, of like 5 different things. Airdropped. My very first NFT that I ever owned, actually, was airdropped to me. And one of the big projects that I absolutely love, 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 is a project called Dogami. For those of you who don't know that I talk about this so much, but Dogami is a Tamagotchi in the Web3 world. So think Tamagotchis, those things you used to play with in school, trying to get your cat fed, your dog bone, whatever it was, whatever kind of pet you had, and you were trying to, but now you can interact in the real world, in the AR, VR world with this dog and all these different assets in this game. So anyways, Dogami airdropped me my very first NFT, which was a golden dog bone. What I did to get that airdrop, well, other than winning it essentially in a raffle, the one thing that they asked for in order to get it was your wallet address. So for those new in this space may not understand, when someone asks, oh, what's your wallet address? You're like, what? I know that that was like a huge question for me. That was like such a dark hole that I feel like I fell into, because 95% of the people I was asking questions to about crypto, about Web3, all were Ethereum based. Dogami is on the Tezos blockchain. So when they're asking for like air gap wallets and what's your Tezos address, I'm like, oh my God. So yeah, of course I went into the weeds because I'm like, I got to figure this out. So I figured it out and I submitted my Tezos address to them. And out of 90,000 people in a Discord, 8,000 of us got selected. So I woke up one morning, February 11th, 2022. Love that date, just all the double numbers. I received a golden dog bone airdropped to my wallet, just given to me for free. Have you been the recipient of some crazy airdrop, right? You're like, I remember being at a concert, I'm like taking pictures, videos, whatever, and randomly, this is why I don't have my airdrop set to everyone, because randomly I'm like doing all this and then I get airdropped like a stupid picture of a cat. And I know people in college that were getting airdropped photos, you know, from other classmates, just random stuff. Like they were all joking with each other. Like that was the airdrop from then. These airdrops I'm loving. So like I said before, I think I've been airdropped like 5 different things already, like NFT projects, just airdropped like assets that I have. I've also purchased other NFT projects. So my NFT collection is growing and getting bigger. But the other thing is too, is because I was a holder of a Dogami NFT, I am a Dogami dog owner, I received tokens. I received coins. So now I have tokens in my wallet, not only that can be utilized for the game, but I can actually sell for real money. I don't want to. I'm not selling them for real money, but I have the opportunity to do that because these coins have been airdropped to me. So it's not just NFT projects that can be airdropped, but it's actual coins to your wallet. So they have, they on their side, they show, oh, these wallets have custody of our dog. These wallets are getting these tokens. So it's like you're getting special privileges for holding a alpha dog, so to speak, of theirs. And I also just recently got airdropped some other token because I was holding some XRP, some Ripple. And that's another token, not to be confusing, another token or another coin that's on the list. I think Ripple's actually in the top 10 tokens or coins on the charts. So anyway, to really tie everything together, is minting is the act of purchasing an NFT project or possibly some coins, mainly NFT projects. but you are either doing that from the primary market, from the actual creator themselves, or you're doing it from the secondary market, whether it be Object, which is my fave, or OpenSea, or all the other different ones that you can pull from, right? The Kronos blockchain, Crow, another one that I'm really bullish on. And then airdropping. Airdropping is nothing more than just receiving free stuff. It's like winning a raffle and someone giving you a gift bag or a gift box or a gift basket full of, you know, a charcuterie board. Charcuterie? How do you say that? Remember, no editing on Dr. Brooke on the Block. So it makes it fun. And we just drop, you know, random stuff. And, you know, Gary Vee made the comment, he struggles pronouncing certain things. But he doesn't stop putting himself out there and he doesn't stop sharing his heart and he doesn't stop sharing love and wisdom and all of what Gary Vee is doing, right? And so I'm not here to talk at you. I'm here to share with you the different aspects and pieces as we put the big puzzle together and why it's so important to like learn the space, guys. It is so important. And so every single week, I'm going to come at you with different topics, different vocabulary words, different people. I'm going to introduce you to a lot of people in the space that I'm meeting that are doing big, big things. And we have an opportunity to be a part of all of these things at the ground level. It's your decision whether you're going to make that a reality or not. So on that note, I just want to tell you, thank you so much for taking this ride with me today. I am so, so excited about what is happening in the future, what's coming, where we're headed, where things are going as the old begins to be cast away, pushed aside, and done away with. And the new is being toiled and grown and rebirthed and blooming. And just the amount of support and like just immense support. I don't even have another word. Just the beauty in the connection and how everybody is doing things is just tremendous. So again, if you want to get those terms, if you want to get your Web3 mini dictionary, I call it, it's about 12 pages long with 122 words that I'm constantly updating and adding to, because let's be real here, our lexicon is shifting a lot. And when you understand the language, you no longer have to be confused. Have a great night. Have a great day. Have a great morning wherever you are, whenever you're listening to this, whether you're working out, you're driving your car, you're going to work, whatever it is, make it an epic, epic, epic adventure today for yourself. Thank you for riding this ride with me, and I will see you on the next one. Good night, goodbye, good morning, all of it. Love you guys. Congratulations. You made it through another round on the block with Dr. Brooke. I hope you laughed and learned a bit more about this crazy Web3 universe, but how simple and fun it can really be. Would you be so kind as to leave us a review and share it with your friends? It would mean so much to get this out to more people as we embark on the greatest transfer of wealth that has ever happened in history. Hope you enjoyed yourself. We'll see you on the next one.